Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol mi sheyesh loy mois. Somebody has money. Umalva oisan sheloy be'edim, and he lends the money to somebody, but there's no edim. Oiver mishon v'lifnei iver loy sitei mechshol. He's oiver the iser v'lifnei iver loy sitei mechshol. Why? Because you're giving the loyva an opportunity to maybe be koifer that this loan never happened. Ordinarily, if you borrow money and they're edim, so you can't be koifer because hamalves chaver be'edim, tzarech lepoir be'edim. But to the extent that you're going to loan the money, shaloi be'edim, so now you're giving a pesach to the loiva to at some point deny, deny, deny. If somebody denies a loan, that's an aveira. If you're setting him up to do so, you've been goyver v'lifnei iver loisitei mechshol. So it sounds like this person is a very good person. Kesef tal vezami, he's lending somebody money. Not im as in if, but im as in when. It's one of the three ims that mean you have to do it. Stating that, this person actually is doing a bad thing. He's being goyver v'lifnei iver loisitei mechshol. Rish Lakish amar, Rish Lakish said, goyrim klal alatzma. That, you should know, if somebody does that, he's goyrim klal alatzma. Incidentally, a rate bite from last machzer, so we had a whole discussion whether Reish Lakish is being moisif on Rabbi Yehuda Marav or he's being chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, "Hamalva es chaveroi shaloi be'edim over mishon v'lifnei iver loisitei mechshol." Reish Lakish said, "Goyrim klal latzmai." He didn't say af goyrim klal latzmai. He said goyrim klal latzmai. It's a big machloikus the Taisus Yontef and the Maram Shif ayin sham. In the raid bites or in the back of the Gemara, in terms of what exactly that machloike says. And then the Gemara went and the Gemara told the story. Omele Rabban Rav Ashi, the Rabbanon told Rav Ashi, Kamakayim Ravina, Koma da Omer Rabban. You should know, your Talmud Ravina, he's Mekayim everything that the Rabbanon said. Sholach Le Behadi Pani the Malish after. So Rav Ashi wanted to prove him. He wanted to give him an Asayan. He wanted to see if it's true. So it was Ben Ashmoshes, Shabbos, and he sends the following message to Ravina. L'shadali mara soru zuzi. Can you please send me 10 zuzim? Meaning loan me the money. Disrami liktina da'ara. L'mizbe, because I have an opportunity to buy a small piece of property and I need the money really quickly. Will you please lend me the money? Now, Rav Ashi wanted to see if Ravina was going to violate this memra of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, which says, Kol mi sheyesh loy mois umal v'oysam shaloy be'edim oyver mishon v'lifnei iver leisit demil shol. Reish Lakish said, goyim klo l'atzmai. Either way, Ravina didn't fall for it. Shalach lei, sent back to Mnesi Mar Sahadi, v'nichta ksava, why don't you bring Eidim? And if you can bring Eidim, then I'll lend you the money. Shalach lei, said, afilu ano nami, even me, I need Eidim. Shalach lei, he told him back, kol shkeimai, the Torah begir, say, mishli, v'goyim klo l'atzmai. He said, somebody like you, you're so engrossed in your learning, Rebuvim Margolis, like Rebbe Lazar, his Sadin was in one part of Tzipayri, and he's on the other part of Tzipayri. So, certainly somebody like you, because of your diligence and learning, I'm even more concerned that you're going to forget about it, you're going to be Koifer, I'm going to be Gerim Klolax, me, etc., etc. That was the Gemara. There's a tshuva in the Sefer Shailas HaTshuvas Torah Lishma, where he was asked the following question. I'll read the tshuva inside because it's just very interesting. Echad sheyesh loy mishras ben bayis bebeisai. There's someone that has a, today you would say a goita, but somebody has a worker, some person that works in this person's house. V'roitzen l'nasoysay be'inyan hanemonas. And the Baal Bayis wants to see whether this mishares is erlich or not erlich. So he had an idea. What he's going to do is sheyashlech mois becheder echam v'chadorim. He's going to put money in one of the rooms. It's going to look like it wasn't put there b'kavana. It's going to be mois mefuzarois. And this person, the Mesharis, is going to be cleaning the room. And all of a sudden, there's going to be a $100 bill. And he wants to see, is the Mesharis going to take the $100 bill? Or is the Mesharis not going to take the $100 bill? V'azu shaleach esam Mesharis ahu lo'isi cheder sheyavi lo'i chayfetz. He's gonna know he's a bad guy. And if this person is gonna bring it to him, or at the very least not touch it, right? Makes a lot of sense. One of the oldest tricks in the book, right? I'm gonna put money, I'm gonna set the person up like this. Let me see if this person's erlich before I let this person become a little too heimish in my house. Let me test her, let me see if she's someone that I can trust. Oi. So he has another idea to try to figure out whether this poyol, this mishares, this umin is an emunah. That is, yishlachim meyer zuzim lechaver. He's going to send, quote unquote, 100 zuz to his chaver. He's saying, you do me a favor, have $100. It's not pulling out tens and twenties and fives and counts it up. Yeah, it's $100. Do me a favor. Please bring this $100 to my friend and, you know, make sure that you count it before you give it to him. In the meantime, he's going to give 110. And he wants to see whether he's going to come back and give him back the $10 or he's not going to give him back the $10. And he has other different patents. Oh, very, very similar. Where he wants to set this person up to try to figure out what this person is going to do. Vinistapaknu, he says, I was misupik and mutal. Is this mutter or not? Because it's possible that this person is going to steal. Vinimtsa, and if he steals, it's what's going to emerge is that haminaseu over alav with neivat leisitamirsho. If you're setting up a person that you don't know if this person's erlich or not, and this person might steal, so you're over with neivat leisitamirsho. So it sounds like such a good idea, right? Makes a lot of sense, very rational. But to say that could be you're not allowed to do it because it could be you're being over with neivat. He says v'chein nistapaknu. He said I had the same. Are you allowed to set somebody up in a matzif of dvar ervo? Well, that's emit kafeu yitzray. That's his sister. Al yudei amtsa sheyasali gam kein lenasayin oiduma do osir lenasayis baze bishum lifnei ivar de dilmo yechte yoyreinu hamayra letztaku schari kafel min hashemayim. This is his shayla that he wanted to know. Tshuva. So he says like this. Nisyoinois keela osir lasis. Now let it do. Ki shemo ze yavor v'yechta v'nimtze ze oivra alif ne'iva lo yisita mirchol. Now let it do. Now when he speaks out his tshuva, he says, I'm saying a little bit of a chiddush over here. He says, because although we know that there's an idea of alif ne'iva lo yisita mirchol, which means, but what does alif ne'iva lo yisita mirchol mean? So Pasha, what it means is, if there's an iver, someone literally is a sagi nar, he can't see, so don't put a mirchol in front of him. But we know Rashi and Chumash doesn't taich alif ne'iva lo yisita mirchol that way. And the Rambam, when he brings in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's not the way he expresses the lav, and the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't. And we've spoken out from the Mechas Chinuch, we have Fartiger raid bites on this, that it's mavur that the Pshutai Shal Mikra of alif ne'iva lo yisita mirchol actually does not mean that. The Kutim, Rashi and Chul, and Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, Ramei Simcha and Parashat, v'chula used to teach it that way, but that's actually not the Pshut HaYishol Mikra of Lifnei Evil Yisita Mikshal. The Pshut HaYishol Mikra of Lifnei Evil Yisita Mikshal is don't set a person up to do an Aveir. But either way, says the Torah Lishma, that even though it's true there's an Indian of Lifnei Evil Yisita Mikshal not to set a person up, but could be that's only if you know Bevadai that the person is going to do an Aveir. But if all it is a Suffolk, maybe the person's going to do an Aveir, maybe the person's not going to do an Aveir, I don't know then if you have this for Lifnei Evil Yisita Mikshal not to be Machshusam with Bevadai. Meaning, where I'm making a person do an Aveira. But Lav Davka, I'm making the person do the Aveira, right? In this Shaila, he's going to for sure steal the money. No, Alzeh Anudana, we're trying to figure out whether he's going to do the Aveira or not. And being that we're goofing trying to figure out whether he's going to do the Aveira, so therefore it could be it's not Lifnei Evil Yisita Mikshal. So the Torah Lishma saying the Chiddush La'alacha, he's saying that no. Right, that's the whole point of the truth. That I hold that for lifnei evil yisita mirchol doesn't have to be bavadai. But shema yasa aveira, if all it is a suffix, that in and of itself is enough. And he has to back it up in this tshuva. So he goes on and he brings a few rayas. A few. First raya that he brings is from a Gemara, Masechtas Moed Katan, Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Amsa de Bei Rebbe, right? Rebbe had a famous shivcha, once put someone in nidui, and Chazal, they took that nidui very, very seriously, and they were noyig with the nidui of Amsa de Bei Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Shivcha Chabais Rebbe Mahi, what was this story? Amsa de Bei Rebbe Chazisa Lugavra, Dahmi Machid of Noigoto. Because Amsa de Bei Rebbe once saw someone hit his older son. Amra, she said, Lahavi Hahu Gavra Beshamta. This person deserves to be in Shamta. The Ka'aber Mishon V'lifnei Iver Loisite Michshol. The Tanya Tzabraisa V'lifnei Iver Loisite Michshol. B'makel B'nai Gadol Akasim Medab. It's also Gemara Masechtas Kedushin that if somebody hits B'nai Agadol, you're over V'lifnei Iver Loisite Michshol. Zok Rashi, why? Why if somebody hits B'nai Gadol is he over V'lifnei Iver Loisite Michshol? The Kivan the Gadol who, being that he's an adult, Shema. That's the emphasis. Shema Mevayit Ba'aviv. Could be he's going to hit him back. And Maka of Avim, so being that when you hit B'nai Agadol, he might hit you back. And if that's the case, so it comes out, you are over V'lifnei Iver, because you caused him to be Maka of Avim. Now, is it for sure that he's going to hit him back? Now, you might argue yes. But Rashi says no. Rashi says, to keep him the Gadol who Shema Mevayit Ba'aviv. It's only a Suffolk. Maybe that's going to happen. So what do you see? That even when it's only a Suffolk, that maybe something's going to happen, that's enough for it to be V'lifnei Iver. I'll mention one other raya. Another raya, Zok the Torah Lishma. to this shayla is from the Gemara that we just read, because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia daf ayin hey amid beis om rav yudam rav kol mi sheyesh le mois umalva oisem shaloi be'edem over mishon velifnei iver lo yisita michshol. So Rashi, why sheoila al rucha shaloi velichbar? Because you're giving this guy a hava mina maybe to be kofer. Now could you say he's for sure going to be kofer? No, it's not like taking a glass of wine and pouring it to the nazir in a bar who's about to drink it. That's not what's happening over here. What's happening is maybe at some point he may deny it, but you're giving him the opportunity to deny. And you see clearly from the Gemara in Maikot, and from this Gemara, he has another few rides as well, that Lifnei Ivel Yisita Michshol doesn't have to be a Vadai. And if, even if it's a Sovik, it's a problem. So he says, your Hamtzah to set a person up to go maybe do an Aver, it's very nice, a great Chap, but it's not Ois Kalten in Halacha. And the reason is because if you do this, you're being over the Lifnei Ivel Yisita Michshol, you're putting someone in a Matzav of Nesai. But he says, if that's the case, Ivra, dihine l'chari yesh lachar b'inyin zeh. The lefiyah amur, based on what I just said, him came lo yim mutu lo adam lehevi adam lishman kamru b'iroisa. He says, why let a hire a shomer kishuin? Why are you allowed to do that? Dekilo meichesh pen yignag mimenu. V'nimtsa dezamach shiloi. V'chein nami lo yaniach misharis b'chanusai. You should be able to have a worker working in your store. U'beisa, you're in your house. Pen yavai lignag midvar machaloi noidam mishkolam u'minyanam. Hein minei meichalein var machayim. V'chein al derech zeh ba'oifind lo yishof gizchai v'chol beria. V'eich eft shaloi makeh. So he says, then why are you ever allowed to set somebody up to maybe do an avera? Right? A lot of things maybe should be usher if we're going to go with this mindset. So he says, Bram, achra yishuv nira dezeim. So I thought about it a little bit and realized it's a mistake. The vadai, that's poshit, bestam adam, anachnu soimchen al cheskosoi, shu yisrael kosher. The cheskos yisrael lo yasuaf. And a regular person, you don't have to assume you can't hire someone to be in your store because maybe he's going to steal something. That's not lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. Even though gezel v'arayis nafshon shol odem mechamdosin v'mesavosin, but a person has a cheskes kashrus v'cheskes yisrael lo yasu avu. V'rak ha-choshud, if someone is already a choshud, enochinami da'asulim sobiyodik klom, a person like that, it's not so pasha. V'haynu taima desamchino l'chadchila ha-chazoko mishon d'loy efshir. And you find we're always soy mechan chazokis b'mokam d'loy efshir. D'i loy tis But let's say you don't have to be Soymech and Chazoko. So then it's already a whole sugi in Shas. That when you don't have to be Soymech and Chazoko, you're not Soymech and Chazoko. And in a case like that, so for example, if you're going to be Malves Chaveri Shaloi Be'edim, have Edim. Now, the person has a chazaka, but why being soymechan the chazaka? Have Edim. Enochinami, b'chai gabmi, you're not soymechan the chazaka. So he says like this, the reason ordinarily we're more makel, we're more lenient when it comes to situations like this, you could hire a shayme pekag, you could do all these things, it's based on the fact that a person has a chazaka. Now, do you have a right to be soymechan chazaka? Of course, the whole shas is filled with that. Stating that, the whole shas is filled with being soymechan chazaka, is b'makam t'lo yefshar. And loyshov kishai l'chol beria is enough of an impetus to create a scenario where it's law, yefshar, and as a result, you have a right to be soymechan chazaka. But if you're in a situation where you don't have to be soymechan chazaka, like you're going to lend somebody money, and instead of lending him the money without him, you might as well lend him the money with Edim, so the chai gavna, it's different. And over there, there's no question in the world that you should have the Edim. And he says the same is true with a shayme pekadin, and he works through all the different scenarios how to do. One patent that he had was, you know, regarding this shayla. So this person wants to set up his misharis, right, hide money somewhere. He's coming out, he can't do it. Why not? Because you're going to be over the lifnei iver loy tzinta michshol. You don't need to do it for your loy shavkis chai l'chol beri, and as a result, awesome. It's not something that you're allowed to do. So he says he had one eitzah. His eitzah was maybe be mezake the money to this person, zochim l'adam shaloy b'fanav. So the money's going to be his anyway. So when he comes to steal the money, so the money that he's going to end up stealing was his. So like this, there was no lifnei iver, right? So now you can have your cake and eat it too, because you get to find out whether this person's an Erlich guy. What's the problem? You just tempted him to steal. And if he decides to take the money for himself, see, he's a Goslin. He's not a Goslin, because you were mezakit to him. Zachal Adam Shaloi b'fanav. So it's his anyways. See, he ended up not stealing regardless. But he says it's also not so pashut, because Alzen Nemar Isha Haferim Vashem Yislachla, right? It's talking about where a woman made a nether, her husband was made for the nether, she doesn't know he was made for the nether, and she went ahead and she violated the nether. See, even though she didn't violate the nether, Abba Vashem Yislachla is Mitzayin, the Gemara, and then Mesachus Kedushin, Agansa Maisin. Either way, this is the Toichen. This is the Toichen of this tshuva as it relates to Argamar. So the Torah of the Shema brought out a very big chiddush from Argamar, a big chiddush in his eyes, and that is that lifnei evil oisita michshel is true, not only if it's vaday gonna be the lifnei evil oisita michshel, but even if it's only a suffix that it might come to the lifnei evil oisita michshel, even then it's gonna be a problem. What's the makar? Kol misha yesh loy mois umalva oisim shloy be'edim over mishum v'lifnei evil oisita michshel. What's his chiddush la'alacha? You now let it set somebody up. What's a pella to me is that the Torah Lishma was not betzayin literally the next Gemara. Right? What was the next Gemara? The next Gemara was, I mean, if you would have asked me this Shaila, only because Pacha learned the daf yesterday, I would have said, what do you mean it's a Mefurish Gemara? And if you shtel it to Ayin Hei Amit Beis above Mitzia, how do you not shtel to the next Gemara? Right, Rav Ashi wanted to test Ravina. He wanted to see where Ravina's holding. See, Pacha set him up to be Malva Shaloi Be'edim, which is Aser. Right? It's a halacha. So it should have been us. Meaning, l'chura, Rav Ashi, by setting up Ravina, was being over v'lifnei iver l'isita michshel. Now, this is a very interesting v'lifnei iver. He's being over a v'lifnei iver for a v'lifnei iver. Right? Is there an iser to be a v'lifnei iver to someone where his iser that he's going to be over is v'lifnei iver? Not, right? You can't be v'lifnei iver to be machshel someone to eat nevela, so I can't be v'lifnei iver to get someone else to be over v'lifnei iver. But the truth is, if you look in the Rishonim said it could be this iser to be malvish loy be'edim is not a real iser. It could be it's only midas chesidus. This is already a whole nother shmuz not for now. But the bottom line is, it's just interesting that he shtel tzu bava mitzia in Eimet Beis, and I hear the tzushtel is obviously a fire tzushtel, but I would have thought the next gemara is mamish spot on. It's interesting, there's another tshuva from the Torah Lishma where he shtel tzu this sugya right here, and that is the tshuva, the first one that we mentioned was Simin Tav Zayin. This other one is Simin Shin Samech Dalet. The name of this Simin is Oifanim Bahem Mutal Lashanes Bedibura. So it starts off, Sheila. Matzinu Binyan HaShekesh Uchamer Ma'oid. V'hu Mei Arba Kitois that are not right to play Shechina. Yet, we find sometimes you're allowed to be Mashana. Right? Sometimes you're allowed to lie. Mutal Lashanes Mebnei Darki Shalom. Brings the Gemara in Eil Metzias. Hani Klas Mili Avdi Rabbana De Mashana Bedurai. Be Mesechda Be Puraya. Adla Yod Arayt Be Shviza. But he wants to know, are there any other times we are allowed to be Mashana? Are you allowed to distort the truth? So he goes through with incredible Bekias. It's half of it. He starts from Mesechda's Brachas. His first Ma'ar Mokman's Brachas Davdalah. The next one is Brachas Chavzayin. Brachas Mem Gimel. Then he goes to Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah. Erevin. Literally, he goes Aseda Ashas through Bavli. And then he goes to Yerushalmi. And then he starts with the Masechtas Kala, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Medrash Shoichetov. He has a raya from Sefer Chassidim. Either way, he brings between 40 and 50 rayas. Literally, I counted them very quickly, but it's somewhere between 40 and 50, where you find in different scenarios where people didn't tell the truth. So people lie. One of his rayas is Bava Metzia, Davayin Heilid Beis. It's the same story. What happened? Rav Ashi tells Ravina, I have a piece of property. I need to buy it right now. If I don't close now, right, time is of the essence, I'm going to lose it. So how did he have a right to say it? You can't say something that's not true. So he says, this is one of my rayas, that as much as this is one of the arba kittas that are not ready to play Shechina, but you see, sometimes you're allowed to do it. Rav Ashi, he doesn't explain it. He doesn't give a hesper why it would be mutter over here. But the bottom line is, he says, so here he does tell through the story. It's a whole different tshuva. But the bottom line is, this is what's going on in the Torah Lishma. So I just want to tell you something very interesting, and that is, who was the mechaber of the Torah Lishma? Right? So this is Shaloi Kedarkeinu. Usually we speak out of tshuva, we have to say who wrote the tshuva. So who wrote Shaul Tshuva's Torah Lishma? This is a fascinating history related to Shaul Tshuva's Torah Lishma. So the Shaul Tshuva's Torah Lishma was put together by none other than the Ben Ishchai. Yosef Chaim, Baghdad, a Goyin HaGadol. He's the one who was Makaket. And in the introduction to the Sefer, he writes as follows. Quote, Amar HaMatik. This is the Ben Ishchai writing. Al Yidei Nes, Nizdamin Liyodi Chibur Zeh B'Ksav Yad Yashan. Through a miracle, I came across a Ksav Yad Yashan, Sheyukosh L'Koyer, which was very difficult to read. V'nodarti, and I made a neder, Lahatikoy Biyodi, that I'm going to rewrite it with my own handwriting, Lasois Chesed Em Amechav Zechorin Elevracha, Boshin, to do a good deed with the Mechav. V'alpi Aroiv, Eim Ba'olam Ha'etek Acha Misefer Hazeh. He says, Alpi Roiv, it's kamat not been nimtza another copy of this Sefer. V'toydu L'kel Yisparach, Shayodai Neskayim Chibur Zeboil. It's because of me, I thank Hashem, that this chibur exists in the world. Va'atoka azoy she'osisi, he can mitzvah saseh shel hashavas aveda. And this atoka that I made is mamish being mekayim the mitzvah saseh of hashavas aveda. V'chol ha'matikoy, any person that's going to print it, le'mitzvah rabbah techoshev lo. He's going to get a very, very big mitzvah. And he talks a little bit more about this chibur. He says the chibur was written in the year Tof Membeis, the Hala. So these were tshuvas starting from the year Tof Membeis. So Tof Membeis would be the Mispareinu 1681, 1682, just to put it in perspective. And he says this Mechaber who lived in Baghdad, which is where the Ben Ishchai lived, he says he had left over this Ksav Yad, and he went and he printed this Sefer. But Maisa, the Sefer was properly printed for the first time in the year Tofshin Lamed Gimel. This is in 1973. And it was printed by Bnei Mishpacha of the Ben Ishchai. This is a sefer that meant a lot to the Ben Ishchai, as he writes. And as a result, the family got together and they printed the sefer. Oh, by the way, I left out the most important part. Who wrote the sefer? Who's the mechaber? So his name was Yecheskel Kachli. That was his name. Yecheskel Kachli. He's the one that wrote the sefer, Torah Lishma. Either way, so they print the sefer and they write as follows. In the Akdama to the sefer. He says, "Kidei lo das miwa mechaber." Who was this Yecheskel Kachli? So the enikel of the Ben Ishchai, who prints the sefer, he says as follows: "Shaalti meis rabboni habavum biYerushalayim." He said, "I asked the Babylonian rabbonim in Yerushalayim, umichlolam harava makubo, Rabbi Ephraim Menashe Kohen." Va'omrali, and he told me, "Sheshoma mipi harav hagadol arisha bechabura soiver harazim." Maharash Agassi, Zechreinu Levracha. Sheshoma min harav ha-mekubo, benon shal kedoshim, Rabbi Yaakov, Zechreinu Levracha, l'chai yoylem abo, ben Rabbeinu, the son of the Ben Ishchai, Zechreinu Levracha, l'chai yoylem abo, ki sefer Torah l'shma hana, that this sefer Torah l'shma, ovav hu chibra. It was written, not by Yecheskel Kachli, but rather it was written by none other than the Ben Ishchai. Shekach amaloi ovav beferish, he said he heard this from his father. There was the Sefer Torah L'Shma that the Ben Ishchai was matik. And it's an incredible, brilliant Ka'inusha Sefer. And it was written by Yid Yecheskel Kachli. No one ever heard of Yecheskel Kachli. No one knew who he was. So he said that I did a little bit of research and I found B'Shem Magidei O'Emes that told me in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, who was the famous son of the Ben Ishchai, that he said his father told him that he's actually the one that wrote the Sefer. And you know why he called it Torah L'Shma? He said he called it Torah L'Shma because this was Torah L'Shma. Nobody would know that he wrote it. And until today, no, joking. Nobody knew that he wrote the Sefer. It's Goli V'Yoduo Meforsim. I'm not the one being Megala these Rosin. But he says that's why he called the Sefer Torah L'Shma. And they told him, Remez L'Dover, he said that Yecheskel Kachli is the same gematria as Yosef Chaim, which was the name of the Ben Ishchai. Yecheskel is gematria 156, which is the gematria of Yosef, and Kachli is gematria 68, which is the gematria of Chaim. And this is what he said. Al Kaponim, this was this rumor that was like mamish, aid me, PA, that this author, Yecheskel Kachli, never existed. Right, I wasn't sure if you pronounce it Kachli or Kuchli. Truth is, he never existed, so I'm not sure. I think however you pronounce it, it's right or wrong. But the bottom line is, never happened. Mamish never happened. But what did he do? He wanted to write this Sefer Torah L'Shma. So he places him in a place, mamish, in the late 1600s in Baghdad. Okay, he's tucked away somewhere. And like this is not such a kasha, no one ever heard of him. And he puts out this brilliant Sefer known as Torah L'Shma. L'maisa, not everybody agreed with this whole inyan that Yecheskel Kachli is really the Ben Ishchai. I mean, think about the chiddush of the inyan, right? That it should be really the Ben Ishchai that he would do something like this. In fact, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Avadia Yosef. This is in Shailos HaTshuvas Yabia Omer. It's in Chelik Tes. It's Eirech Chaim. It's Simen Tzadik Vav. So I'll tell you something very interesting. If you look at the end of Chelik Tes in Yabia Omer, it's starting from Simen Ayin Vav, and it's Simen after Simen after Simen. So they have here all the Hagoyis that the Yabia Omer, that Moran Avadia wrote on different Svarim. So it's mamish. Every Simen is the name of another Sefer and the Oros that he has on the Sefer. So Simen Tzadik Vav is Be'inyin Mechaber Sefer Torah L'Shma Ho'im Hu Agoyin Rabbi Yosef Chaim. Is it really the Ben Ishchai? So he says as follows. He says, B'toy Chibure Hiskarti Kam Etshuvas Misefer Torah L'Shma Ksav Yad. He says, if you go through my Chibur, I quote very often the Sefer Torah L'Shma. Shehuvu Ayodai Ezi Yechidin B'chashon La'tfisam V'govu mois latfasa sifre Rabbi Yosef Chaim toy. U'kishahuvo lahachar ro'isi baktomas neched Rabbi Yosef Chaim. I saw it printed for the first time. And it was printed by the Enoch of Rabbi Yosef Chaim, Rabbi David. Sh'koysef shechibur zeh l'mar zikne Rabbi Yosef Chaim zah. That the author of the Sefer is the Ben Ishchai. And this that he writes, Yecheskel Kachli, at the end of every tshuva, Hine Yoyse Begamachri, Yecheskel Chaim Begamachri, Yekachli, et Shirotze Lahalim Shmoy. And this is what he did. He says, V'chein Shamati Mizman Mipi Reb Ephraim Kohen, Shashama Kemi Reb Shimon Agassi, Chavi Reb Yosef Chaim Zuchayin Olavrach. V'chein Kori Teru L'shma. That's why he called it Teru L'shma. It's Teru L'shma because he's not even going to tell you who he is. There's no cover that he's going to get from this. V'ani Oymer, says Maron Avadia, I hold L'chayr near the Lam Reb Yosef Chaim. Can't be. Kibat Thomas Hamati Kosaf. He reads that whole Hakdoma that he said he found it all your day. Anes, the Gansa Maisa. The Gamma Kama Kosha Loimer. Shinyoimer Chas Vesholem Kidvar Sheker. What, he lied? Today Lahalam Shema Machaber? How could you say he lied? It's not possible. He says, not just that. I know from the Svar Rabbi Yosef Chaim, right? He talked about Bavad Yosef, photographic, Ben Benoishal photographic. He knows everything. The Frat Rabbi Yosef Chaim, this is his Indian, right? He says, the Gam Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zalhoy. Says, I know he was a gaver kapdano. The ich kosav zechreinu levracha. Says a heritage. I know he wouldn't have written on himself zechreinu levracha. It's not something he would have said about himself because he was a gaver kapdano. And then he says he brings mamish. He goes through and he tries bringing different rayas. And then he says that some tshuvas did it that are very shver. He says no, if it's from a mechaber that no one ever heard of, it doesn't bother me that it's so shver. But he said it from Yosef Chaim would have said this. Then it's already very very shver, and he has a very very big problem. The Maisa, the Sefer Torah Lashma, was reprinted about 10 years ago by Mechon Avat Shalom. That's Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's Mechon. And Rabbi Yaakov Hillel writes a psicha, and in his psicha he says that one of the contributions that we made to this edition of Torah Lishma is that we have like a 50-page mavoi, and in the mavoi, we analytically, academically, mamish, we prove b'li shum shailusha ba'olam, that the mechaber of the Sefer Torah Lishma is Rabbi Yosef Chaim. Yecheskel Kachli never existed. Lo yhoye v'lo nivra. There was never such a person. And he says it's Poshetim, and they think in the Mavi three Ga'onim that worked on this Sefer. So who are the three Ga'onim? Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel Shlita, Shavu Rufu Shalema, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, and Rabbi Meir Mazuz Shlita. These are the three biggest Ga'onim in the Sfaradish world. And they all worked on this Sefer, and all three of them said, "Belish shum shaylo sheba'olam." Said, "There's no suffix in the world that's what happened, and it has to be this the way it is." And in the Mavoi, it's made up of seven prokem. Each parak is dedicated to something else where they prove it. I'll just mention one because it got really late, but just one to get a little bit of a time, and that is so. In this Sefer, Torah Lishma, he quotes a whole bunch of svarim that had not been printed yet in the years 1680s. Which is a little bit of a problem, right? Now, these were old Svarim, and the Mechaber, Yecheskel Kachli, he doesn't refer to them as Svarim, right? He doesn't say, I have the Oiz Vahadar edition. That's not what he says. But he says, I have an Iksavya. Which would then mean that Yecheskel Kachli, whoever he was, had an incredible library of Kisveya, right? So they went, and they were Malakit. This is a short list. But I'll give you a short list of Kisveya that this Yid Yecheskel Kachli had to have had. And not just he was the only one that had, because no one else in the world knew about these Kisveyat. Now, mind you, some of them are in the Oxford Library, some of them are in the Vatican, but this is a Yid in Baghdad who's the only person on the planet that have these Svarim, Biksaviyat. So here's the list. The Ritvan Yevamis, the Ritvan Bava Basri, the Ritvan Yuva, the Chuvas from the Mari Bruna, the Chuvas from the Merachar Zerua, the Mari Kurkis on the Rambam, the Shita Mekubetis on the Sechtes Brachis, there's a Pirish called Shiori Karbin on Yerushalmi, then there's a lot of the Shar from Darizal, Shar Kavonis, Shar Mani Razal, Shar Mitzvah, Shar Mamori Rashbi, Shar Ruach HaKoide, Shar Gilgulim, Shar Akdomis, Shar Psukim, Shar Likutim, the Meiri on Shabbos, the Meiri on Yuma, the Meiri on Soita, the Toysis Rosh on Hariz, the Chuvas Harith, the Taskin and Bali Toysis, the Chuvas Harith, Agois Maram Papiris, etc., etc., etc. So he's somehow the only person in the whole world that even bring that one time he wrote, I have it in Kisveyat, Ashaloy Nidvasa Adayan. Really, Nidvasa Adayan. Who said it's ever going to be printed? That's cute. But the bottom line is, there's like a whole list. It's actually fascinating. And they have like cross references. There's a whole bunch of places where the Ben Ishchai writes in one of his forum, Herachti Zeb Mokemache. You can't find anywhere where he was Meirich, but in Torah Lishma, there's a whole Arichos on it. And then they found different Hagois that he had on his Gemara where it looks like he was setting up for the Sefer Torah Lishma. Meaning, Torah Lishma, these weren't real Shailas, right? So he was like anticipating a Shail. Like, is there Lifnei Evil? I see the Michshol on a suffix where the person might do the Aver. But Al Kaponim, he has this whole Arichos here on the side. Then there's a lot of Shailas where they say They have rayas that he was the mechaber, because it seems like these were shilas that were negaya his own life. Remember, they have a whole chapter on that where it sounds like his shilas. I'll mention one of them. Since echad sheyesh lo aim sheshma mazel tov. This solvent, this gives you a little feel of the sefer Torah Shema. It's a very, very chakava sefer. You know what chakava means, right? It's very, very chakava. Chakava balaz. But the bottom line is a very chakava sefer. Since a person whose mother's name is mazel tov, v'inei minig ha'ir hu, the minig in Baghdad was, ashkol isha shetele bas, that a woman, after she has a baby, a daughter, kashi yichnesu ha'ahuvim v'akrevim metzel, when all the family comes, kolecha yoymala yoyledes, what did they tell the yoyledes? They say, mazel tov, beis milois elu dafka v'suloi. Mamish al tapel dover mikola, but not more and not less. You can't say more than mazel tov. So what's the shaila? The question is, what happens when her sons come in and they're going to want to wish her mazel tov? Could they say mazel tov? Her name is mazel tov. So are they allowed to say mazel and not allowed to say mazel? It's a little bit of a funny shaila. So they bring that you should know that the Ben Ishchai's mother's name was mazel tov. The Kohen Rabbis, he had a shaila about somebody wants to buy a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to have Dalai Lama's in Eretz Yisrael. The shaila is it better to buy a house or is it better to buy a field? You buy a house that's like a Beis Dira or a field where you can give Chumas. A Maisa, a whole shaila. A Maisa they bring that the Ben Ishchai, before he made Aliyah, before he went to Eretz Yisrael, when he was still in Baghdad, this was something that was very important to him, and he sent the Shliach to go to Eretz Yisrael to buy him a property, and he had this whole shaila. So they said, if you know the life of the Ben Ishchai, even that brings a lot of the Torah Lishma to life. But the bottom line is they mamish, they, without... reasonable, it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. Thank you. It's so clear to them. It's not even a shaila to these goyim that the Torah Lishma was the Ben Ishchai. There was never a person to live by the name of Yecheskel. It's so interesting. He calls him Zecheinu Livracha, and he tells some stories about him. He got a Bederech Nes. It's taka fascinating. If you look at the end of the tshuva from Rabbi Avadia Yosef, so at the very, very end, he says like this: Uka'es nitvas mechker makit mazeh neisa rav agoyin rav Yehuda lovi ben David b'sefer shevet miYehuda gam roisi b'kovis mishnas chacham and tishrei tovshin samach b'maimer neisa rav agoyin rav Israel Mansour shakosav sheshol azem neisa rav agoyin rav Yaakov Mutzafi zech. He doesn't know. He came out pashas that it wasn't Rabbi Yosef Chaim. They came out that it very much was real. What was the great sakasha? What was the great sakasha that Rabbi Avad Yosef had on this whole inyan? He said, how would he lie? He can't lie. Truth is, the whole simon in Torah Lishma, simon Shin Tzavik Dalet, we have 45 different times when you're allowed to lie. I have to go through them a little bit better, but I have a chash that if you go through that simon in Torah Lishma, I didn't have a chance to do it, you might find the answer to that question, because it's true, you're not allowed to lie, but there might be 45 exceptions. Don't try this at home where you are allowed.